Well, was the governor-elect on target, or did he understate or overstate the extent of the mess?
He may have understated it a little bit. The key findings of the report released today show that, according to Wolf's transition team, the projected budget deficit is going to be about $2.3 billion. That's a little bit under $500 million more than the deficit was expected to be about 2 months ago. We got estimates from the Independent Fiscal Office and from Governor Corbett's budget director showing just shy of a $2 billion deficit. It looks like that's gotten larger. Why? Because revenues that were banked in the current year's budget haven't materialized. That's according to the transition team for Governor-elect Wolf.
Now, part of that transition team included Josh Shapiro, who chairs the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners. Now, he says the projected shortfall is based on a skeletal state budget with none of the spending boost desired by Wolf.
This is the bare minimum spending just to keep the government operations going. This does not factor in any new monies for things like an investment in public education or other things that the governor-elect campaigned on.
So, Mary, it begs the age-old question, how do you generate new monies, or which programs are in jeopardy of cutbacks?
Yeah, that's going to be a good question. It's going to be one lawmakers are going to have to wrestle with. You know, this is kind of close to where we were last time lawmakers set down to make a state budget. There was a lot of talk of passing a Marcellus Shale tax on top of the impact fee or in place of the impact fee that's levied on gas wells now. Ultimately, those talks fizzled out, and they decided to just throw together a budget using the revenue they could find from things like one-time funding sources and special funds that are outside the main pot of money used for the state budget. Democrats warned at the time that that would cause a mess for the following fiscal year, the one that we're approaching now. So this is not coming out of left field. A lot of people said this is what would happen. And the big question now is how to cover not just a structural deficit, which the state has had for a while now, with revenues not keeping up with mandated expenses, but how to cover the gap that was created when lawmakers tapped one-time funding sources to cover holes in the budget.
Since November's elections, the Republican majority has been strengthened in Harrisburg, and as such, are there early reads on how the Republicans and this Democratic administration will get along?
I think it's far too early to be able to tell. Everybody's playing nice for now, but, you know, Wolf is not in the governor's office yet, and the legislature hasn't really begun its work yet. The lawmakers come back for a voting session. They're scheduled to be in session January 20th, the same day Governor-elect Wolf takes his oath of office, and we'll be able to find out more then.
WHYY's Mary Wilson on NewsWorks Tonight. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.